A wealthy character in Dominic Dunne's new novel says this: "The kind of money we thought was money is nothing compared to the kind of money these new people have." Dominic Dunne writes fact and fiction about the very, very rich. He's a contributing editor to Vanity Fair magazine, where he writes lengthy profiles of society people. His first submission to Vanity Fair was an essay titled Justice. It was his account of the trial of his daughter's killer. His novel, The Two Mrs. Grenvilles, was a best-selling account of murder among New York's social elite. Dominic Dunne's new novel about New York society is titled People Like Us. I asked Dominic Dunne about that phrase, people like us.
People like us is an expression that I have heard used in the last several years in New York. Some people shorten it to PLU. It is when the group that I'm writing about, the visibly rich of New York, when they talk about themselves, they say people like us.
Now, these are the old money, moneyed people, the people on the social register.
Yes, yes. It is the old money. It's the people that that talk about our own kind, or he's not one of us, they sometimes say. Or the other expression is NOCD, meaning not our class, darling.
Now, the wealthy in your new book basically divide into two categories. There's the old guard, the people like us types, and then the new rich, which you describe as the new people. Who are the
yes.
new people?
Well, the new people are there's always been new people from the beginning of social life on. The new people are always the new rich, what they used to call nouveau riche. And what the nouveau riche always replied back is better nouveau than never. The nouveau riche, which in my book I call the new people, are these people that 6 or 7 years ago no one ever heard of, and now they are controlling in New York the philanthropic, social, and business circles.
In your novel, you describe the old rich as a kind of exclusive club, a club which has devised a set of signals so that they could recognize other people who are members of the club. Is that what you've observed in your travels through society? And if so, what kind of signals have you noticed people giving each other so that they can recognize that they're all members of the same club, the old rich?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me explain myself here. I mean, I am not a part of either the old rich or the new rich. I am simply a journalist who has had access to this world. I think any writer writes what is available to him, and this has been available to me. I do have an ability for observing social nuance, and I don't know. It's mostly done where there's just a look. There's just people that catch each other's eye, you know, and it's just an expression exchanged that makes a comment on another person, an outsider to their circle.
You said that writing about the wealthy, it was a subject that was available to you. Well, how did it get available to you? It isn't available to all journalists.
That's true. You know, I went to the kind of schools where from the early part of my life, I have known people who were in this world. For many years, I was a movie producer in Hollywood, and there's something about the movie industry that opens doors to you. And then when I left that and began writing, I wrote the kind of articles that interested a lot of these people, which opened doors for me. And then the success of my novel, The Two Mrs. Grenvilles, made me kind of a perpetual guest in those same houses. And, you know, I always told them I was writing this book, People Like Us. And they would say to me, what's it about? And I'd say, people like you. And now here it is.
Well, I wonder if a lot of the people who had you as a dinner guest were hoping that you would maybe devote an article to them and help make them a social celebrity.
That I just don't know the answer to. Because I actually don't just write about social people. You know what I mean? I write about the world of. I mean, when I covered the trial of Klaus von Bülow, My article was not just about what the judge ruled in the trial. My article was about the world that Klaus von Bülow had come from and his wife, Sunny von Bülow, had come from. That's where my social reporting came in. I just don't write articles on a person who, because she wears a Christiane Lacroix dress, because that doesn't interest me at all.
One of the characters in your novel is, in a way, based on you. This character is a journalist who also frequently writes about the wealthy. And like you, the character in the novel, the character named Gus Berkeley, has a daughter who was strangled by her boyfriend. But unlike you, the character in your novel seeks revenge. And I wonder what it was like for you to invent someone loosely based on yourself and give them that option of revenge, certainly something you never really, you know, thought seriously about for more than a second.
Well, you know, that is one of the many advantages of being a novelist, in that you can create a situation in which you can deal with your innermost feelings. You can do things in a book that you can't do in life. It was a strange thing. When I got to the point in the writing process, I had discussed this with my two sons, that I was going to do this. And when I got to the point in the writing process where the confrontation between Gus Bailey and Lefty Flint, the name of the character who has been released from prison, meet, I couldn't make the character of Gus Bailey pull the trigger. There was something within me that I couldn't, even on my word processor, I couldn't get the words out of me. And I wrote that scene, I think, maybe five different ways. And it finally came out the way it is in the published version of the book. I don't know, comfort, it isn't a feeling of comfort, no. It's a very disquieting feeling, and it just proves to me what I've always believed anyway, that vigilante justice is wrong, and what's happened to me is something I simply have to live with.
You know, we talked a little bit about, well, let me put it this way. I think a lot of people who are rich like reading about the rich, and a lot of people who aren't rich enjoy reading about the rich. Do you think it's a different kind of enjoyment both groups get out of it?
Yes, I do. I do. I think it's a very good question, too, and I think it is. I think, you know, an editor of mine once said to me, you know, there's nothing that the public enjoys so much as the rich and the powerful in a criminal situation. I think there's great satisfaction for people to read about people like Ivan Boesky, to read about people like Leona Helmsley, who has not certainly gone to prison, but it's not impossible that she could go to prison.
But what's in it for you? I mean, the person who you mentioned, the person who you referred to said that there's a certain pleasure people get about reading about the rich in criminal situations. You're writing about that. Are you doing it just because you think it's going to sell, or does it give
you
a certain pleasure to write about that kind of situation, that kind of setting?
Well, in the first place, I think it's a very, very true statement. And gosh, every writer wants what he writes to sell. But I'm not doing it just for that reason. I mean, I think it is something that is very, very true. I'm always interested in newspaper stories that appear in one edition and never appear again. There was a recent story that I read where it said, "Millionaire Socialite Murdered." Now, that's an interesting headline. And yet, there was never any follow-up to that story. And I think to myself, who called the newspaper to tell them to back off that story? That's what I want to know. That's, by the way, what my next novel is going to deal with, that kind of power.
And that interests you?
Of course.
Okay. Would you like that power yourself?
Absolutely not. But I certainly want to expose it.
Okay. Dominic Dunn, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Dominic Dunn's new novel, People Like Us, is published by Crown Books. He spoke to us from the NPR Bureau in Los Angeles. This is Fresh Air.